The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you are on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show once again with your host, your loyal host, Nathan Ross, CPA. This is the show where we discuss tax planning strategies for investors, primarily those who have decided that real estate is the best way to grow their family's wealth. I'd like to elaborate once again on the KSEV disclaimer to say that Be a Planner or Nathan Ross CPAs or Nathan Ross CPA or any of my affiliated organizations do not become your professional tax advisor. Just because you listen to this radio show, hear a podcast, access a website, submit a contact us request, send or receive an email to us, call our office, etc., a client relationship will only commence after we've provided you with an acknowledged receipt of an executed NP Ross client services invoice slash services agreement. You will have paid us, in other words, before we'll start providing you advice that's specific to your situation. As always, regardless of which radio show, TV show, YouTube, etc. you look at, please do not try the strategies on your own. Consult with a professional that knows your specific facts and circumstances to make sure that the answer is more than maybe, which is the answer that I'll give you if I don't know more about your facts when you ask a question. Speaking of questions, if you would like to ask some questions today, this is live today. This is, Saturday, May 22nd. Any topic I discuss or answer I might offer in terms of the education that you'll hear herein today is thought to be correct as of today, Saturday, May 22nd. However, as do all the congressmen when they are participating in the committee meetings that you may have seen on C-SPAN or otherwise, I reserve the right to revise and extend my remarks on anything we discuss today. When you get into the weeds on some of these topics, it's all we tax planners can do to keep up. Speaking of planners, MP Ross CPAs and Nathan Ross CPA, we very much are planners. We are not reporters like most other CPAs you probably listen to or have worked with. We'll do reporting if we have to protect our planning strategies. But understand, you know, we want to connect with you and work for you to save you money and, more importantly, to create wealth as you move forward with your investing in real estate or whatever you plan on investing in. We like real estate, the REP or the Real Estate Private Partnership, is what we call them, specifically focused on the multifamily apartment asset class. We have watched that now for 20 years, participated for 20 years, have consulted for 20 years, have drafted partnership operating agreements for 20 years. We understand the real estate, private placement, private syndication, the crowdfunding rules. These are all terms that are tangential to that asset space. Who is our typical profile or client? First, before I didn't finish the phone number, et cetera, if you have questions, feel free to call us at 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV. Be happy to answer your questions on the air to the extent they're relevant to the topics we're talking about today. Otherwise, we'll connect with you after the show sometime in the next two or three days. You are welcome also, by the way, to email me at Nathan, that's N-A-T-H-A-N, at npross.com. November Papa Oscar Singapore, Singapore.com. And I do my best to respond as quickly as possible. And, you know, who knows? We may turn your questions into next week's show content. I have a couple of those from the prior week. Getting a lot of emails these days. The self-directed 401 trust is really resonating with folks that had no idea that they could control their money, invest in real estate, and perhaps instead of getting out of bed to go to the office every morning, can get out of bed and do what Marvin Zindler used to refer to as whatever makes you happy. That's retirement. It's not sitting by the lake for everybody, maybe for some people, but it's what would you do tomorrow with your time if you didn't have to go to work? And some of you may say, I'd go to work. I enjoy what I do, like I do. I hope I do what I'm doing till they're putting me in the casket. So anyway, I understand that. Okay, so back to what I was talking about with the reps, the real estate private placements. I've watched it now for 20 years. I understand firsthand on watching what our clients have invested in through various platforms. Some of the local Houston membership platforms are amazingly successful, sometimes in spite of themselves, which I guess is always something that I have marveled over. But what I would tell you is the reason that you join these platforms has really nothing to do with the apparatus, I guess I might call it, or the internal leaders, the mentors, etc. It's the members. You join the platforms to learn more and commiserate, to encourage, to keep from duplicating the mistakes of those that have gone before you. And you want to get to know the other members in those organizations, because they are the ones that really, at the end of the day, will help you become successful. When you can call anybody in a given area that you're going to invest in and ask a question about whether maybe you should cement that old swimming pool in, or what type of promotional offer is you know, applicable or appropriate in the area. What, in other words, what works, what doesn't work? The ability to network with other members is absolutely worth its weight in gold. It's very nice to have those resources at your fingertips. One of the other things that we're going to mention again, we talk about this for probably every week now for the last three or four weeks since the Biden administration's tax policies have come about, is a way that we can help you sidestep most of those changes, at least in the near term, to continue to achieve a more significant rate of wealth accumulation. And again, the self-directed 401 trust that we apply with many of our client situations is unaffected by those rules, at least in the near term, as you're building your capital. I hear the music coming on. We're going to be going to a break soon. We'll come back to these topics when we return. Again, for questions, 281-558-5738, KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com, or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
What's worse than a roof that leaks? A roof that leaks after you've spent hundreds of dollars to repair it. This is Deb Tejada from Tejas Roofing and Contracting, Houston's number one roofing and contracting company.
We get calls all the time from people who have used fly-by-night contractors to repair their storm damage. They spend a day on the roof, collect your money, and you never hear from them again.
And the roof still leaks. Why put yourself through that? Use a contractor with a verifiable history of experience. Tejas Roofing and Contracting, A-plus rated by the BBB, certified master elite contractors with GAF.
Our experienced crews have been working together repairing and replacing roofs in Houston for over 37 years. This work is top-notch, and the roof won't leak. The cleanup is second to none. You won't even know we've been there.
Go to TejasRoofing.com or call us at 281-251-0304. When you need roofing repairs, a new roof, or remodeling, call us at Tejas Roofing. 281-251-0304.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. And as many of you that listen to the show know, that Neil Diamond song pretty much sums up many people's experiences with the classic financial planning theories and strategies, and even some of the platforms that we recommend people take a look at for getting their real estate investment off the board, or get started, so to speak. Make a big mistake in terms of telling you how to invest or not invest your retirement funds. And by that I mean they tell you that you should liquidate those funds because you want to control your money, which I wholeheartedly agree with. I'll show you how to do that without liquidating your funds, because you should, anytime you hear somebody talk about liquidating your retirement accounts, you should think that they're really saying liquidate 30% or more of your family's net worth, because that's what's going to happen. You're going to hand a check to the IRS. You'll never see another penny in return on investment on those dollars, and it makes no sense whatsoever if the investment group that you're looking to join can do the rest of what they're saying. Why wouldn't you want to do that with an additional 30% of your family's net worth in play, and you would actually generate about double, depending on the investments that you select, you will generate double the wealth into retirement that you would have otherwise. So a little red light ought to go off anytime you hear that and you're told, well, you know, you'll make so much money you won't care. How about we make twice as much and don't care, is what I would suggest, because that's what can happen. And there's a myriad of strategies that we employ for those that are investing in the multifamily sector in real estate that will help us accentuate even that scenario, because we're going to be working with you over the next 5, 10, 15 years, depending on your age, to get you down in what we refer to as the zero tax brackets, which there actually are no there is not a zero bracket per se, but combined with the standard deduction, we want to get you down to where you're not paying any taxes. And there's a number of other financial instruments we use to do that. It's not just real estate, but real estate is absolutely the driver of wealth creation for it can be for your family, just like it's been for, I don't know, it depends on who you believe, 70 to 90% of America's upper millionaire class, and it's absolutely one of the best tools to get there. As far as I was starting to say who our typical client profile is, it's people that have come to an understanding that there's a better way in most cases to execute the investment strategy that you have under the appropriate or the best, the optimal, if you will, Internal Revenue Code sections. And, you know, there's significant tax leverage, which is what I call the savings that's generated, that can spur your forward-looking investment returns because you're using dollars that you would otherwise have paid in taxes to generate returns for you and your family. And to be a little bit more brutal, I guess I would suggest that when you write a check to the IRS for a dollar or for, you know, $400,000, as the case may be, which I've seen various investors that join platforms do, not knowing these strategies, you don't get 1% return. You don't get any percent return on those dollars that go to the IRS for the rest of your life. If you do it with the strategy we suggest, by knowing which section of the tax code makes a better use of your money, you enjoy returns, whatever those returns might be. You know, I see clients that do 10% to 30% or higher. Not every partnership you join, not every endeavor that you'll undertake will generate those returns, but most do. They kind of fit within those parameters. Some or less, some are more. We've had clients experience 300% returns on certain properties. So, you know, there's always reasons. It's not the mainstream. It's not a lot, but it happens. And we'll take the singles, we'll take the doubles, and every once in a while we like those grand slams. But in any event, understanding the tax code section, the optimal section, whether it's your initial investment, whether it's looking at converting some of your dollars over to Roth because you understand, like I do, that tax rates are going up. The rates right now are at historical lows. Now's a good time to consider, now and over the next 5 to 10 years, we think, maybe 8 years politically, we think is a time you should consider offloading some of your pre-tax dollars to Roth accounts, whether it's a Roth IRA or a Roth 401, which that's another tool we use with the 401 trust vehicle that we work with. But anyway, most of the people that come to us are just getting started in investing in real estate or private placements. They don't understand the terms, conditions, etc. that apply in these transactions. They vary from syndicator to syndicator, or sponsor to sponsor, or lead partner to lead partner, however you want to classify the folks that are leading the transaction. There's different levels of sophistication. There's different mistakes that appear in almost every agreement. Mistakes and different ones, okay? So, you know, our job or our service is to review those documents for you and help you understand. Our focus is absolutely the math that's involved in what you're signing up for, and we want you to understand that before you invest. And so that's probably the thrust of what sends people our way. And then we get into the fact that the majority of their family's net worth is held in either IRAs, 401ks with a big company, 403 with school districts or other nonprofits, 457s, SEP plans. And if you want to invest those funds in real estate private placements, REPs, you know, multifamily investments specifically, make a phone call to your plan administrator and ask how you can get control of your money to do that. And most will tell you you can't until you're either old like me, you're 59 and a half or older, or you quit your job, which you may not be prepared to do. In fact, in this day and time, you probably won't be prepared to do unless you just received an inherited IRA or something significant that would allow you to take that step.
And it's not easy to get your money from the 401 into the vehicles that will allow you to invest directly in private placements, although it is possible in most cases, especially living here in the state of Texas, where we've got some other tools at our disposal that you wouldn't have in a non-community property state. And then also, we're looking for people that may have just joined, as I mentioned, an investor platform, and now they're told you should liquidate your retirement funds. And by the way, we're going to retire you in 5 years or less. That's a common refrain I hear that I'm not saying it doesn't happen at all. What I'm going to tell you is it might happen with a specific type member that joins these platforms if they quickly become a syndicator or a lead partner, as we call it. Yes, they with the overrides that are available that they get for leading the transaction, they will likely be able to retire in 5 years if that's their goal. And again, retire doesn't necessarily mean you quit functioning, you shut down and go fishing. It just means you get to do what you want to do every day. And that is absolutely our goal. Whether it's 5 years or 15 years, we're going to help you understand that. And why? Because we go further than just saying you'll be able to retire in X number of years. We actually look at how much money you have to get started, how much investable capital, whether it's retirement money or otherwise. And we want to know how you define retirement. Is retirement to you, as the Neil Diamond song we just heard coming back from the break, is just getting by, or is it more substantial? We would argue for the latter. And so we're going to show you, we're not just going to say, hey, we'll retire you in 3 years or 8 years or whatever. What we will tell you is we'll retire you, quote unquote, twice as fast with executing under the right code section. And will it be 5 years? Depends. You got more than $1 million and you define retirement as, you know, $100,000 or less. Sure, we can retire you in less than 5 years. And with our structure, the 401 trust, you may retire actually in 5 to 6 years, depending on which transactions you invest in and how well they perform. And, you know, we look at the history of the clients we've worked with and the transactions they're in, and we look out, you know, over a 10-year period, which is basically long enough to go full cycle, meaning you've invested, you've experienced a refinance where you got some money out, you may have gotten some distributions, you know, quarterly or semi-annually, annually for a number of periods, and then you exit, you sell, or your partnership sells. And we know that after going full cycle, you will generate typically somewhere between 10 and 30% per annum in return. I've seen it many times. And again, I'm not guaranteeing you that. I'm simply telling you, look at history. Learn. Go to the free workshops, the free case studies. Talk to people that are there that have experienced this. That's who you can trust. It's not the people running the show in most cases that will help you get there. It's going to be the people that aren't trying to sell you something at the same time. And there are some platforms that, you know, excel in sales, as you may know. There's others that tend to be, I think, a little bit more on the clairvoyant or transparent side. I know we like Total Wealth Academy. It's Steve Davis's group here in Houston. And we suggest that's a good one to take a look at. Anyway, we're getting ready to go to another break, I believe. Or let's see, maybe we got another minute here. Ah, there it is. I thought the music was coming. Again, if you want to call in and ask questions about a private placement, about a Roth conversion, about, you know, assorted other topics, 401s, 403s, IRAs, feel free to do so. This is your chance, and you can do that by calling 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter?
A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at beaplanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Dan, welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Brian, and we're honored to have you on KSEV AM 700 in Houston.
Governor, so many people sit outside border states and want to tell us what you think. The polls show Texas is about 50-50 on building a wall. Where do you stand?
I'm all in because I know the fact, and I know it's not a manufactured crisis. It's a manufactured cover-up by Pelosi and the Democrats.
The Brian Kilmeade Radio Show, every weekday morning from 9 to 11 on AM 700 KSEV.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, where we've been discussing tax planning issues, a little bit of strategy. We keep referring to this mystical 401 trust vehicle that we use. And I guess I probably should have mentioned, if you want to see a sample illustration of that, you can go to our website, which is just like it sounds, BA Planner, BEAPLANNER.com. And you can scroll to the bottom of that initial website page, and you'll see a very colorful one page 401 math illustration. And I love to show this just because I guess it's so extreme in some concepts of what we're trying to project that I think it gets people's attention and makes them understand just how serious this decision is that you have when you still have your money, some of it, if not all of it, sitting in a deferred account. Again, whether it's an IRA, 401k, 403b, 457, most are all available to roll over. Now, we cannot roll over a Roth into anything else except a Roth. We can also, we can also not roll over an inherited IRA. We do have other strategies for utilizing both of those, but unfortunately we can't get those into the 401 trust. And just to be clear, the 401 trust is a 401 that pays you. It's not quite the traditional 401 that I hear discussed on other radio shows where the gurus, the self-made millionaires, etc., are telling you, you know, you really shouldn't put money into a 401 or IRA because you don't control your money. And I would agree. It's just I disagree totally with a self-directed 401 trust vehicle. By definition, you do control your money. And of all the options, which we show on our website, as you scroll down the page, you're going to see a comparison of the three methods. It's actually four, but you get a two-for-one on the 401 trust because we have not only the deferred option, we have the Roth component available where we can undertake Roth conversions and effectively continue to experience above average returns without having to pay any tax until we take that money out. So in any event, again, the self-directed 401 trust is totally different. Well, I say that. It's got the same rules. It's just there's only one employee in the 401 trust model, so that all the tests that get done to decide how much you can contribute, et cetera, you win because you're the only one that matters, or you and or your spouse if you're married. So in any event, you know, that's an ability and a tool that will generate huge amounts of additional capital as you move forward, because you're not leaking out 25% to 30% tax that you will be if you execute a liquidation, and now you're supposedly in the good, you're paying, you know, capital gains tax, you're in the good space, and yet that actually turns into more tax over time than taking your bite-sized chunks out each year to live under the 401 trust model. And if you look at the sample illustration, I use the 350, and this is at the bottom again of baplanner.com. I know it's a drive-by, it's a fire hydrant, I get that. I just want to draw your attention to a couple things that you yourself, with a $4 Walmart calculator, as I say, can confirm. And when you understand this, boy, do the light bulbs come on, and do you find some inner strength, if you will, and making the decision that, hey, I'm not writing that check. And if you don't have it, I'll promise you, your spouse will. I would typically say your wife will, although that works both ways. I have just as many husbands call me saying, hey, there's got to be a better way than what I'm being told, as I do wives. But anyway, $350,000 on this particular prospect. We assume a 20% return each year, internal rate of return. We're showing a scenario where we're only compounding for 5 years, meaning you're going to leave your money in the 401 invested in private placements typically, and you're not going to touch it for 5 years. You're going to let those I may refer to them as earnings, although in a real estate situation it's really cash flow. It's not earnings in the sense that it's taxable income. But in any event, we let that compound, and then in this case, this person wanted to start taking distributions out in the sixth year. They define their after-tax retirement annual income necessary as $100,000. And a couple key points there. If you look at the chart one there on the left, we're going to show you how well each of the four options you have covers that $100,000. And you'll see we have a yellow bar going across at the $100,000 mark. You'll see four blue bar graphs. They have a number on each one of them. That is the amount of after-tax income that you can pull out, or distributions, rather, that you can pull out. And, again, you can see which ones get you there. And, of course, you'll notice it's both of the 401 options. It's the pre-tax, or it's the Roth option, the tax-free forever option. And so I contrast that to the taxable forever option, which is liquidate your funds now, pay tax the rest of your life on those earnings. And for those of you that say, well, you know, we get write-offs, we get deductions, we'll never pay tax, trust me, I do tax returns for real estate investors, and I know things that self-made millionaires and talk radio hosts don't understand and don't appreciate. We'll use every deduction we can take. We have limitations, though. And unless you're clairvoyant, where you can project the future on when your deals, your projects will sell, you don't know how much in loss carry forward you're going to have. And even if you do, at the end of the day, you're paying taxes. And it looks like now, under Biden's proposal, it's not just at the end of the day. There's several things that are going to occur short term, including you're going to get to pay ordinary income if you're making enough, which, according to what I hear on the radio, you're going to be making the huge capital gains. Okay, if that's the case, you're going to get caught up in the enhanced or increased tax rates to support our federal investment in spending. You know, it's an odd term, but in any event, you're going to pay more taxes, bottom line. And again, I don't care about all the twists and turns. I'm just saying you put a dollar in, you get a $1.50 out. At some point, cumulatively or otherwise, you're going to pay tax on the 50 cents. Okay, so we don't pay tax within the 401 trust until you decide to liquidate some funds to live on or to do whatever. Go to Tahiti. You know, it's up to you. It's your money. You control the checkbook. You decide who, when, where, how much to write a check to, whether it's yourself or a lead partner to undertake the next transaction. And by the way, you only pay tax on the piece you take out. You don't pay tax on the whole amount, which is what you're going to do if you listen to the other folks that suggest you liquidate your retirement funds. You're going to pay that up front, day one, to go do what you could do without doing that. And again, if financial freedom is our goal, how about twice as much financial freedom by not paying the tax now? Anyway, so chart one shows you those options. We actually, look at the data you give us by filling out our intake forms, which you'll notice if you look right at the top of the window you're on now. If you are online looking at the form, you'll see some intake form or a link to intake forms. Fill those out for me. I'll produce this complimentary, the same report showing you exactly what your funds can do depending on how you define retirement. And by the way, you may say, hey, I don't need my funds. I'm 50 years old. I love what I'm doing for a living, make good money, and I don't need my funds for 10 years, 15 years. You'd be amazed what these numbers turn into. But I want to show you one thing that's just critical for you to understand the value of understanding which code section to use to execute your real estate investment activity under. Look at the bottom left quadrant that says key metrics. It's a yellow label on a burgundy or dark red background, and you'll notice number 5. It's 2021 deferred tax invested for 30 years, meaning we take the $95,000 approximately that would be due today on $350,000 if you were to add this to your other income, at least in this prospect's case with his facts and circumstances, or hers, I've forgotten. And you will notice that there's an incredibly large number there to the right on line 5, $22,432,062. And you're saying, Nathan, there's no way. That's impossible. Well, let me show you just how possible it is with your cheap $4 Walmart calculator. Take the $95,000, multiply it by the 20% presumed internal rate of return, get your answer, multiply it again by 1.2, multiply that answer by 1.2, go out 30 years, be sitting down, look at your calculator, and you're going to see that number. You may see actually a little bit less because I don't start the earnings for a period because I assume it's going to take a little while to get $350,000 successfully deployed. And I understand these are assumptions. I also understand the assumption that the self-made millionaires and other radio show hosts make when they tell you to send the money to the IRS. That's an incredible assumption to think that that's going to somehow generate more wealth for your family. This is the wealth it's going to generate. Same investments, same assumptions on return, same everything. The only thing that's different is because you know the code section to invest under, you're going to skip the little part about sending a $95,000 check to the IRS. That's effective. Let's use another term we hear a lot. That is effective compared to you sending that same $95,000 check to the IRS. And by the way, let's dumb it down a little bit, or let's throttle it a bit to just the difference between the amounts that you take out. Let's forget about keeping the money deployed for 30 years. When you start taking, let's assume you spend all your cash flow as it comes out, the difference between option 2 and option 4 on $350,000 is about $1 million. You'll see key metric number 2. It's almost $1.5 million over 30 years. Even that amount is worth doing it under the right code section, I would suggest. And, people talk about, well, this is complicated. Okay, I'll deal with complicated to have the opportunity to make $22 million off of the $95,000 tax or if I'm having to spend my cash flow an extra $1.5 million over the next 30 years. That's a lot of money. And by the way, who are we going to let pay the tax on that? We're going to let your offspring or your heirs pay the tax, and we'll even help them mitigate a large chunk of it if they'll work with us down the line. Okay, we're coming up on another break. We'll come back to the last segment. Again, any questions? 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com, or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Universal Propane Grill and Light is where all the grill masters shop for top-tier quality products to barbecue or cook a great piece of meat. Owner Bob Fulton always emphasizes to me the importance of selling a great quality product, whether it's a new grill or one of the many outdoor kitchen accessories. Don't be fooled by buying products online. I assure you, you're not getting what you're paying for. Stop by Universal Propane Grill and Light and allow Bob Fulton to explain and inform you on true quality products. With the huge showroom floor at Universal Propane Grill and Light, you're able to get a hands-on education. Universal Propane Grill and Light stands behind their products. No knockoffs that will corrode, break down, and fall apart after a few uses. Shop where all the grill masters go. Universal Propane Grill and Light, 9106 FM 1960 West, just west of 249. Give Bob a call today at 281-894-8878 or visit their website, gasgrillwarehouse.com. Universal Propane Grill and Light.
Money Matters with Steve Drake.
Hey, Dennis. Hi, welcome to KSCV. Good morning.
Hey, I listen to a lot of talk shows all over the AM station, and I wanted you to know that you are by far the most creative, informative talk show I listen to. I'm one of your 100 very loyal
listeners. Oh, my gosh. That's so nice. I'm honored you listen, and I'm flattered by your compliment. Thank you.
Weekdays 11 till noon on AM 700 KSCV.
Okay, welcome back to the final segment of today's show with the Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Wanted to make a couple other points on that illustration that we were discussing, which again could be found at the bottom of the BAPlanner.com homepage. And that is, I didn't really say much about the self-directed IRA option that's shown as option two. And, you know, a lot of people, in fact, I had an email this week from a gentleman that mentioned that, you know, he gave me his facts and circumstances, his age, how much money he's got saved for retirement, primarily in a 401k, is, again, our typical profile is. This gentleman's in his early 50s, which is common. And he's actually ahead of the curve a bit on his level of savings, although most of us might think we're ahead of the curve until you understand the significant impact that long-term health care costs or chronic illness are going to have on your retirement years. And I'm here to tell you that unless you've got, you know, $5 to $10 million already in the bank, where you are self-insuring effectively against those occurrences, $1 or $2 million, as crazy as it sounds, will still find you in potentially a desperate plight, meaning bankruptcy. The way that, you know, the long-term health care costs have skyrocketed, and, you know, the policies have skyrocketed right along, the insurance policies, right along with the actual cost. So we use some other financial tools to offload some of the earnings we're making on our real estate to put a coverage in place, but it's done kind of through a side door where we use a specific life insurance product that has a death benefit, sure, just like all life insurance does. We don't even care about that because in many cases we will have spent that before you pass away. And you're thinking, well, gee, wait a minute, how do you do that? Well, the way these products are structured that we deploy, they have the ability to not only take money out on loans that do not have to be repaid if it's structured right, or do have to be repaid or have taxable consequences if they're not. And then we also have the ability to put a rider for long-term health care and a rider for chronic illness to where if you find yourself in those situations, you can actually, the insurance companies involved, the ones we utilize, will advance you your death benefit. And that's why I say we really don't do these policies because you need more death benefit. That's a side benefit. If you don't end up, if you're in the 50% of American couples that don't encounter long-term health care, and by that I mean 50% of us will, and then you'll learn about the Medicare spend-down rules where that approximate $800,000 amount that you're going to incur as an average American couple that falls into the 50% pool that actually experiences chronic illness, you know, the Medicare rules will force you to spend down your net worth before they kick in. And I know you're thinking, well, gee, $800,000 is a lot of money. Let me tell you, I just had a father pass away 6 months or so ago with, you know, fell and broke a hip. It's the classic story, you know, 85 years old, you know what's coming. And the 1 month that he was in skilled nursing was $7,500. So do the math. Let's say it happened at 75. You're at the $1 million mark. It will happen. It can and will happen. And so, again, we give you some tools in our overall tax planning and tax strategies. It's not just about saving some tax money, although that strategy certainly does that. It's about, you know, meeting your longevity risk, your health risk, plus your tax rate risk. And there's tools for doing all of that, and that's essentially what we do is the strategic planning. So the other thing I wanted to mention here on the option two, the IRA option, and you can look at the throughputs or the projected value adds, you'll notice it's significantly lower than the 401 trust. And the reason is that if you're invested in private placements, real estate, either directly or indirectly, let's say you go buy a piece of real estate with your 401 trust funds, well, with your IRA funds, I'm sorry, the 401 trust is actually exempt from this tax, but an IRA investments that involve debt or mortgage, which every piece of real estate you invest in, whether it's directly or indirectly, will have leverage, it'll have a mortgage, or you're not going to be making as much money as you think you will. So those investments are subject to a round of tax that gets paid by the IRA. It's called the UBIT, or Unrelated Business Income Tax, generally, and specifically, the leverage falls under the Unrelated Debt Financed Income sections of that code sections. Code section 512 and 514 that discuss this. If any of you want to go to bed early tonight, start reading 512. You'll be asleep before you get to 514. But suffice it to say, the self-directed 401 trust is the only vehicle under the tax code to invest where you can control your money, invest in leveraged real estate investments, which would otherwise be taxed once at the IRA level, and then once when you, again, rather, twice, but the second time when you take your money out. The 401 escapes that first round. It's got a specific exemption under 514C9, little c, little Roman numeral 2, that applies to any qualified trust created pursuant to Section 401. The big company plan also enjoys that exception. It's just you can't get to these private real estate partnerships. You could invest in REITs, you know, real estate investment trusts, if you want to own a little piece of a Home Depot distribution center or a Best Buy complex, you know, commercial retail, the REIT may be your solution. It's not the solution for you to make the types of returns that I've watched my clients make because they're investing, first of all, they're investing locally. They've got a local partner, somebody you met at your investor platform group, somebody that you can walk the property with before you buy it in most cases, and certainly after. You can hug them, as I've often said. You can punch them. You can cuss at them, whatever you want to do, because you know who they are and you know them. And when you invest with REITs, you know, the Wall Street crowd, you'll never meet the guy running the fund. It will never happen. Totally different game. The ticket to get into that game is significantly higher, probably in the $5 to $10 million range, whereas at the local level with these investor platforms. And by the way, you can invest without joining an investor platform in this day and time. The last couple years, with the crowdfunding rules being expanded by SEC, we're seeing more and more syndicators that are willing and able to allow you to directly invest. You don't need to join a membership platform. That said, I can give you many good reasons that you should consider a real estate platform or investor platform unless you've been doing this for a while. So I would tell you that, you know, all the syndicators will make their money somehow, some way. You may be able to strike a little better deal with the syndicators that are working with a specific platform. And whether you can strike a better deal or not, it's money well spent if it saves you making significant investment mistakes because you didn't understand how multifamily, in this case, multifamily investments work. So, talk to us. You know, we, at some point, I hope to have members of the assorted platforms and or the folks that lead them on the show. I've had Steve Davis, I mentioned Total Wealth Academy. I've had him on in the past. We're going to do it again here in a couple of weeks. And, you know, I think the more you learn about what you gain, there's no question they play a role. And you'll look back later and say, you know, it was money well spent because it exposed me to things that I didn't know. And then you also, you meet folks like us. We work with a lot of people with Total Wealth. In fact, I'm a member of Total Wealth. I guess I should have said that. And four of my associates are that work with me. So, you know, we like that platform. I like others, but, you know, we really suggest you take a look at that. Anyway, one last thing on the IRA option. If you currently have an IRA that's invested in real estate private placements, it hasn't exited yet, you really ought to consider giving us a call or filling out our forms. Let us show you how we can roll those monies over. We can relist those current investments. You don't have to ask permission. You don't have to tell anybody. We simply adopt a 401 trust plan, and then we do a rollover to that plan. And again, it's still owned, or it's still invested in the same syndicated investment without you having to, you know, get permission to do that. So it's something we do routinely, and it'll save you a bunch of money going forward. And then, of course, it'll open up some other options. You have a ability to take a loan. You have higher contribution limits with the income you're making. And so it's got a number of benefits just in and of itself beyond helping you sidestep that tax before you exit. Okay, I hear the music for the end of the show. I enjoyed once again providing this information, and as every week, I'm sure I'll get some emails and more email opt-ins, which you can do on our website. We've got a lot of things getting ready to come out, some training, etc. Stay informed. Go sign up for that email list, and we'll be sure you're notified when those options come. Thanks much. I look forward to next week.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.